exemplary neighbors who have always cherished peace between each other. In that tradition, today we inaugurate an enterprise that represents the best of the human spirit. With the current state of our world, I find no better words to describe a better example of collaborations between nations for the best of the human spirit. Now, many things happened since the launch of BRRS 17 months ago. Under the able leadership of Robert Moody, the BRRS scientific director, the BRRS scientific panel has been busy vetting the 2003 and 2004 programs. Over 200 proposals were submitted from all over the world. 80 workshops and more than 20 focused research groups have already been approved. Over 3,600 participants from more than 30 countries are expected to come to the station this year. But do not think that's all what Robert Moody has been doing in the last 17 months. You see, when David Eisenbart and I recruited Bob Moody, tried to convince him to be the scientific director, actually none of us knew then that he was destined to become a world specialist on office furniture and espresso machines. We had a major innovation job in front of us, and Bob simply wouldn't leave anything for chance. The renovation of the BRRS premises were completed yesterday. Tom would argue with that. I'm not sure if the paint is dry in some of your rooms, but anyway, this $2 million project benefited from the support of Azra again, the Banff Center, PIMS, the Universities of Alberta and Calgary, as well as Sun Microsystems. I would like to thank Bob, but also all the PIMS staff, Jessica, Andrea, Amanda, Heather, Sandy, Shervin, Derek, Marianne and Shirley for their enormous efforts in making sure that BRRS becomes the world-class research facility we're all hoping for. So, it will be hard to acknowledge all of our guests here tonight who honor us with their presence. You represent more than 50 institutions in the U.S. and Canada. Many of you were instrumental for the development of the BRRS station. We are delighted by the presence of the Board of Directors of PIMS, the Board of Directors of the MITAX Network, and the Board of Trustees of MSRI. We welcome all the MSRI sponsoring institutions, the Director of the Fields Institute, Ken Davidson. Where are you, Ken? Wait for me. The director of the Centre de Recherche Mathématique, Jacques Urtebise. Now you have to clap for everybody. We welcome Doug Arnold, the director of the Institute of Mathematics and Applications in Minnesota. And he's the president of the Canadian Mathematical Society, Christian Rousseau. The president of the Canadian Applied and Industrial Mathematical Society, Sam Shen, as well as the president of the Statistical Society of Canada, James Ramsey, and his mother, Phyllis. Are you here? We are honored by the presence of the mayor of the town of Banff, Dennis Schuller, by the presence of Harvey Weingarten, the president of the University of Calgary, of Michael Stevenson, the president of Simon Fraser University, and of Arthur Carty, the president of the National Research Council of Canada. Bear with me, I'm on my way out as director of PIMS. I'm stepping down. So, please allow me a couple of minutes to thank a few colleagues whose help and friendship I will always value. It's my last chance, so you're going to have to listen to me. The arduous journey of building PIMS wouldn't have been accomplished without the unconditional support and commitment of friends like Ed Perkins, man for all crises, and Arvind Gupta. Arvind was a deputy director of PIMS before he started leading the MyTax network to new heights, as could testify the director of the NCE program, Jean-Claude Gavrel, who also honors us with his presence tonight. Jean-Claude, pardon me. The road to the MyTax network was a bit easier, but couldn't have been traveled without visionary companions like Don Dawson, who was then the director of the Fields Institute, like Luc Vinet, who was then the director of the Centre de Recherche Mathématique, and who is honoring us here with his presence as the vice-recteur académique of McGill University. I should say, since Luc is here, that Luc, when he was the director of the CRM, was a pioneer in developing summer schools here in the Banff station, way before we developed this permanent facility here. So the idea is really his. Companions like Steve Halperin, who is not with us tonight, he's now the Dean of Science at Maryland, and who supported Burrs enthusiastically by joining us in the site visit. Now again, call it luck, I feel extraordinarily privileged to be working on this initiative with colleagues like Robert Moody and David Eisenbach, with their outstanding scientific credentials, vision, dedication, and integrity. The Banff station is now ready to be a great new resource for the world scientific community. So. PIMS, MyTax, and now BERS have always enjoyed strong support from the PIMS participating universities, and they are with us again today to celebrate this wonderful event. My great friend, Dick Peter, the former Dean of Science at the University of Alberta, who's here with us tonight with his wonderful wife, Leona. Mike Boorman, the steady and gentle Dean of Science at Calgary. Gary Kachanowski, the rock-solid Vice President Research at the University of Alberta. And the positive and calm force of Martin Taylor, Vice President of Research, University of Victoria. An initiative like this one is always the culmination of a long and sustained effort by many people. I would like to mention the calm yet proactive and able leadership of Philippe Tondeur, who was the Director of Mathematical Sciences at the National Science Foundation. The great assistance of NSERC's Director General Nigel Lloyd, who facilitated our contact with the NSF. Nigel is not with us tonight, but Isabelle Blanc, who's sitting on our table and whose glass of wine I already stole, took over from Nigel a few months ago as Director General of Research Grants and Scholarships at NSERC. And she just told me that Nigel never gave her the hot dossier that they have on PIMS and the director of PIMS. So I assume that Nigel is still a very good friend of mine, as he's always been. No person can go far in contributing to the future without the support of his home institution. So I would like to mention a man without whom none of these initiatives would have happened, literally. He believed in us from day one, back in 1995, when we had nothing to offer but conviction and passion. He chose to support our mission when he had to make many hard choices. He stood by our efforts when we were stumbling. He kept our hopes alive when we were fighting the odds. And he stood proud of us in the moments of triumph. This is my chance, and last chance, to offer my sincere gratitude and appreciation to my mentor and friend, to an academic leader I came to value and respect greatly, the Provost of the University of British Columbia, Barry McBride. Two weeks ago, I got a note from the President and CEO of the Banff Center, asking me whether it's all right for her to invite a dozen local high school students to the scientific talks this afternoon. That was a magical moment because I knew then that BIRDS was already a success. It is my pleasure to introduce the President and CEO of the Banff Center, Mary Hofstetter. We feel extremely fortunate to have Mary at the helm of the Banff Center. She understood very early on the intellectual impact of this initiative, and she stood by us all the way. President Mary Hofstetter.